This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
We love the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We may say that and we may try our level best to do it, but do we realize and remember what the result of that will be? I'm talking about on a social level, with your family, with your friends. You may be someone that is strange. You may be someone that is doing things that is not going along with the status quo. What will your response be then? What's most important is to embrace the fact that you may be a nomad. What is a nomad? A nomad is someone that is traveling and they are a wanderer. They are trying to get somewhere, but everywhere they go, everyone knows, as well as he or she does, that their stay is temporary. This migration to Allah and His Messenger is literally that. It's a migration to Him, to where when you will meet Him, inshallah. This world is a station that is temporary for you. As the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Mali wa lid-dunya. What is for me in this dunya? إِنَّمَا أَنَّ مَثْلُ رَاكِبٍ إِسْتَظَلَّ تَحْتَ شَجَرَةٍ ثُمَّ قَامَ أَوْ ثُمَّ رَاحَ وَتَرَكَهَا. Okay, my call, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He said, verily, I am like a traveler that sees the shade of a tree, sits there, rests for a little, then gets up and leaves it. He compares the dunya, this life, this tangible life that we're in now, as a shade of a tree. It's something temporary. And when one migrates to the Messenger, them following the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you will really see how you will be strange amongst people. Ibn al-Qayyim even goes to the degree when he says, subhanAllah, this person, يكون غريب بين العباد. He will be someone that is strange amongst the people. مستوحش مما به يستأنسون ومستأنس مما به يستوحشون. He will be dejected by from that which delights them, and he will be delighted by the things that deject them. So you praying, you getting married, you staying away from drugs, you being honest, you being upright, you speaking out against any oppression against anyone, this is something that may not please the people because everyone is not doing it. And that's where you will be strange, particularly in the way that you implement your Islam, which is the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You'll be strange. You'll be an outcast. You may be looked at differently. When they speak to you, they may speak to you in sometimes a remedial way because they may think that you're prehistoric, barbaric, uncivilized, etc. But with that reality of what people may view of you and what the real you is, you have no problem with that. You're comfortable in your own skin. Whether it's the self-esteem that you have from this iman, in realizing that following the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is what God wanted. And you're comfortable with that, you're content with that. But Ibn al-Qayyim makes that beautiful point that you will be someone that may be dejected. You will be someone that is delighted from what dejects them, what they are not pleased, what they don't like, they find disdain in. And you're okay with that. Rather, you find izzah, you find might and honor in that because you understand how it is a treasure. You know, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was asked by a companion named Abu Tha'laba al-Khushani. And this companion was asked by another companion about this particular verse in the chapter of Ma'idah, verse number 105. Where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, after a'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim, ya ayyuha alladhina amanu la yadhurrukum alaykum anfusakum la yadhurrukum man dhalla idha tadaytum ila Allahi marji'ukum jami'an fayunabbi'ukum bima kuntum ta'malun. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, oh you who believe, worry about yourselves, alaykum anfusakum la yadhurrukum man dhalla idha tadaytum. The ones that have misguided or are misguided will not harm you as long as you stay on the guided path. Why? إِلَى اللَّهِ مَرْجِعُكُمْ جَمِيعًا. All of you are going to return to Allah and He is going to inform you of what you used to do. Do not, you know, torture yourselves over the misguidance of people. You try to tell them about the good and they don't listen to you. لَعَلَّكَ بَاخِعٌ نَفْسَكَ. Perhaps you want to kill yourself, as Allah mentioned about the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam at the beginning of the 18th chapter. What's important here is to know that there is a level, that Allah is the one that guides. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying here, don't worry about them because they're going to have to answer to me anyway. Upon this, when Abu Tha'lib al-Khushani asked the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam about this verse, the Prophet said, "Bal اِتَّمِرُ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَتَنَاهَوْا عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ. He said, rather, don't misunderstand this, that you are not selfless and you don't worry about the people, you don't call them to good. He said, rather, call the people to good and forbid them from the munkar. حَتَّى إِذَا رَأَيْتَ شُحًّا مُطَاعًا. Even if you were to see miserliness being obeyed, miserliness being obeyed. If you were to even see that, وَدُنْيَا مُؤَثِرًا, and people that are mesmerized by the dunya and they're affected by this worldly life. You were to see this. If you were to see this in these days that are coming, dunya mu'athira wa shuhan muta'an. And you were to also see wa tara kulla wahidin kulla dhi ra'yin mu'jabun i'jabu kulla dhi ra'yin bi ra'yihi. And you were to see people that are amazed by their own opinions. Right? You were to see them have their own opinions and they're amazed. So when he mentioned these three things, he also says wa hawa muttaban. And you were to find people following their desires. When you see these things happen, فَعَلَيْكَ بِخَاصَةِ نَفْسِكَ, then worry about yourself. وَدَعْ عَنْكَ الْعَوَامِ, and leave off everything that the general folk are doing. And subhanAllah, you see this with Ibrahim. You see this with Nur. You see this with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the beginning of his message. The majority of people, Lut, I mean, what were the people of Lot doing? إِنَّكُمْ لَتَأْتُونَ الرِّجَالَ شَهْوَةً مِنْ دُونِ النِّسَاءِ. That verily you are coming to the, you know, he's telling them that you're approaching the same gender with this, fulfilling this desire without women. بَلْ أَنْتُمْ قَوْمٌ مُسْرِفُونَ. That you are people that you are diverting from the path. So people, doesn't matter about the numbers. The truth is not based on the numbers. It's upon what you know that makes you principled. Sticking with those principles and staying with it because it requires sabr. That's why the Prophet ﷺ, even at the end of this hadith, when he's talking about these four characteristics, to worry about yourself and leave off the general folk, he said, because فَإِنَّ مِنْ وَرَائِكُمْ أَيَّامُ الصَّبْرِ أَصَّبْرُ فِيهِنَّ مِثْلُ قَبْضٍ عَلَى الْجَمَرِ. He said, for verily there will come days, the days of patience, in which the patient one is like the one holding on to hot coals. And then he said, so the one that does this will receive the reward. عَلَى خَمْسِينَ رَجُلٌ يَعْمَلُونَ بِمِثْلِ عَمَلِهِ. He said the one that is patient in these days will receive the reward of 50 men that act in accordance to him, that act as though he is acting. And there's another narration where some companions, they came to him and they asked him, خَمْسِينَ رَجُلٌ مِنْهُمْ يَا رَسُولُ اللَّهِ. He said, خَمْسِينَ رَجُلٌ مِنْكُمْ. He said, 50 people. They said, 50 people like him? He's going to receive the reward of 50 people? And the Prophet ﷺ said, it's going to be 50 people from you all. Which shows that, subhanAllah, you today, if you were to be patient in these times of fitna where people are losing their minds and people are obeying their thirsts and everyone's doing it and the numbers are rising and it's the popular thing to do, but you being principled knows that it's the wrong thing to do, it could lead to a desecration of holy sites. It could lead to lack of morality. You stay away from it because you know that the guidance does not want you to do that. It wants you to stay away from it and to leave it off. You will receive the reward of 50 people of the likes of the companions. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us of those that choose to be patient, that do not allow the status quo to affect our principles, and that stay firm upon that to be a rippling effect of guidance and influence on this earth to where he will be pleased with us and we see him when we leave this earth. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Thank you.